So this is the piece, Sylvie the Herbalist, that you specifically wanted to talk about. I was also very in love with this. Crows, just on an aside, are one of my favorite animals.
Oh, that's so cool!
But I would love to hear more about the inspiration behind this piece, how it was put together, just like anything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the focus of this whole series for me was kind of, I had kind of been in a little bit of a funk beforehand. So this was kind of me coming back not only to myself and what I enjoy to do and enjoy learning about, mm-hmm. but just kind of changing my mindset in relation to how I created in general. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to start focusing a little bit more on kind of showing more of my personal surroundings with people that I, you know, love and care about being mm-hmm. the focus. So this actually was based off of one of my best friends, Nevaeh. And she's a trans woman. And I wanted to, first of all, I obviously always want to represent the trans community as a person who was part of the trans community.
For sure.
So there's that. And then also my second focus, aside from, you know, showing my culture with art, is to, you know, show other people of color, show Black people, show Asian people, show everyone who is a minority, and give them the representation that we might not have had as children. Right. And especially in a light like this, you know, she is an herbalist. She right. is a witch. She is something that has, you know, usually had a bunch of negative connotation throughout, you know, history and even nowadays in our society. But the colors that I picked were very soft, and that was intentional. I wanted to kind of show that, like, you know, sitting here and learning and being a witch is not something that you should, that people should be scared of, you know? It's not something that is evil or anything like right. that. We work with the earth, we work with animals, we work with plants, we sit and we center ourselves and we read and we connect with everything around us. And I really wanted that to be shown in this picture. And I wanted it to kind of have like an air of just peace. And awesome. I'm really proud with how it turned out. So
yep, it's delightful. It's just like the colors are very like fall. And yeah, I really like the book that she has. And like you said, she's not just a witch, but she's like a scholar. She's doing studying, she's doing research, she's doing interacting with the world around her.
Exactly.
Very, very cool.